What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Trigger. This is episode 578, Wednesday, October 1st. I'm Corey in Ganimore. What's up, Matt Vesta?
Nothing much, man.
How are you surviving? Are you doing okay?
It's terrible.
My
life is going to end. The illegal aliens can't get health care, so therefore my life is going to end.
The government
forever.
Is shut down. And
yes.
Vespa and I, we're marked safe if we had a Facebook.
Marked safe.
shut down right now. But some people are struggling, and it's all because of the Democrats. The Democrats, Chuck Schumer, Schumer's shutdown. He decided that funding illegal immigrant health care was more important than keeping our military employed or at least paid. Yeah. Of course, they'll get back pay. All the government employees right now, the traffic is light in the city. They don't have any work to do. And it seems like, I don't know, the country's doing just fine.
Doing great. Remember, this also will include refunding of NPR.
Yep.
And the gutting of the Rural Healthcare Fund. So
yep.
Basically, they're holding us hostage, the government hostage, because they want $1.5 for illegal alien healthcare, NPR, and
green scam.
And gutting that Rural Healthcare Fund, which they slammed us for not allocating enough funds. Then we replenished it, and now they want to repeal it. So it's an absolute clown car.
Shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the difference is at least congressional Democrats in the House and Senate are on the same page on, like, the last spending fight where Chuck Schumer caved in 36 hours. I don't think it will. That's not going to happen. John Thune already adjourned for the Senate. So, it's not going to. They're not coming back. So it's going to be, I think, maybe a week.
Maybe. But the longer that the longer that Democrats wait, the worse it's going to be for them.
Yeah.
Because Russ Vought already just announced they're cutting a bunch of jobs right now. He just announced nearly $8 billion in green new scam funding to fuel the left's climate agenda is being canceled today.
Goodbye.
Projects, actually, this is kind of hilarious. Notice what all of these states have in common where the projects are being eliminated from. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington.
Oh, so it's all the retard states.
It's all the retard states.
Where all the Tylenol kids
live. So longer Democrats wait and continue to hold this government hostage, they're losing jobs in these
goodbye.
Blue states. Where is Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, senators from the blue state of Virginia, with all these federal workers based in Northern Virginia?
Well, they're probably hiding.
They're keeping the government closed. He thinks they cares about Northern Virginia?
They're probably hiding. I mean, this is, again, I just don't understand the polling. And this is the New York Times poll, by the way. New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Voters don't want the government shut down, and they don't want increases in spending. So the Democrats decided to shut down the government because they want more spending.
Yeah.
They're on the wrong side of this issue. I don't know who is doing these strategy sessions or who the f*** is talking in their war room, but I think they took too much Tylenol. And I think it's just like, again, what are we doing here? I mean, it's just... I honestly think that, I mean, I saw someone say that. I think Chuck is doing this because he's afraid of AOC primarying him in the Senate.
Yeah. I mean, it could be.
And
he's got all this pressure on the left.
You know, he had to do, he couldn't just roll over like he did with the first CR. You know, the I think it was 7 weeks, right? It was a 7-week clean CR so that the House can get there's 12 appropriations bills that still need to be, you know, tweaked and fine tuned to give them time to get that passed. And the Democrats were like, no, we need to have illegal alien health care. That's what this, I know it's called the Schumer shutdown, but the other right hook should be, it's because this is the illegal alien NPR shutdown.
Yeah.
That's basically what this is.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's not over. It's
naming is everything.
Like, I get showdowns over the debt ceiling, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing, the debt ceiling. This is over the fucking illegal aliens on Medicaid and NPR?
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
We're not going back. We're not going back.
We're doing this over NPR? NPR! We have to shut it the f*** down because we can't have all these insufferable, white, crusty, goddamn hippies talking about how, you know, they went to, you know, Whole Foods and there was no avocados for their toast and then some person in a MAGA hat came over and they just had a fit and they diarrheaed all over the f***ing fucking, you know, aisle and how this is racism and sexism and misogyny and all this other pseudo-intellectual We have to shut down the government over those goddamn anecdotes? Yep. Fuck you. No deal. Hold the line. I saw a former political reporter, Rachel Bade. She said that Trump is opening the door to a potential deal in health care. Don't do that, Mr. President. Don't do that. Yeah, you don't need to do that. Even Frank Luntz, who is a pollster, who is not really all that Trumpy, said that the advantage is in our court. The Democrats have worse approval ratings than Trump and the Republicans. Nobody wants this. The only people that are getting f***ed over by this are federal workers, Democrats. Mm-hmm. So just hold the line, because Chuck Schumer's gonna cave because he's f***ing old and retarded. Timu Obama is also retarded. You got retarded people all up on this bitch. Do not give them a goddamn thing. Just let them sweat it out.
Vespa, I may turn the rest of the show over to you. Go off. I mean, I didn't even need to interject there.
I can't believe, like, this is like how insane this party has become. At least like in the Obama days, right? Like, okay. You're wrong on this policy, but I get it. It's not insane.
And back then, they were saying how terrible it is to shut the government down. You hear clips of Pelosi and Schumer all over again. How dare Republicans who were in the minority at the time.
In the words of Michael Scott, well, how the turntables.
Yes, how the turntables. Well, back to that poll that you mentioned by the New York Times. Alex Thompson tweeted out from Axios. The question was views on whether Democrats should or should not shut down the government if their demands are not met. 27% of all respondents in the country, 27% of America said that they should. Only 27%. 65% said Democrats should not. Among Democrats, only 47%. Less than half of Democrats say that Democrats should shut down the government as they're currently doing. And 43% said no. So even Democrats know that this is a bad plan for them. And regarding that New York Times poll yesterday, Chuck Schumer had the nerve to say the New York Times poll is biased, which is hilarious. And everyone in the chamber, while he was saying that, was laughing at his face.
Now, I know the leader is going to show a poll that says that Democrats will be blamed for the shutdown. There are many more polls that show Republicans are blamed. The question in that poll is biased. Biased. In the New York Times, but it's biased. If you turn the...
They're all just laughing at him. He turns around. He knows how ridiculous of a statement he said.
That's true. I don't always believe the New York Times. You can be sure of that. Neither do you. Okay.
A real winning issue there, Chuck. And now a brief message from Storm Paglia about our great sponsor, Freedom Chat.
I'd like to take a moment to tell you something I'm really excited about, and it's more important today than ever before. It's called Freedom Chat, a next-generation messaging app designed for people who still believe privacy and free speech matters. The team just launched their alpha version. It's available today on both Android and iPhone, and I'd like you to download it right now. Unlike the so-called free apps that spy on you and sell your data, Freedom Chat was built with your privacy first. Your messages are end-to-end encrypted. They're not stored on servers, and even screenshots are blocked. No tracking, no mining, no listening in, just private communication the way it should be. And here's something I especially like. Freedom Chat has no ties to big tech. It's built by people that I trust, and you should too. I believe in it so much that I've created my own private channel inside Freedom Chat, @Triggered, which you can subscribe to. There, I'll share exclusive posts and content you won't find anywhere else. And the best part? No one can see what channels you follow or which posts you react to. It's your own secure, curated feed. So if you're ready for a messenger that actually reflects your values and keeps your conversations private, head over to freedomchat.com and download it today. That's freedomchat.com, where freedom still means something.
Someone who's basically holding the water for Chuck Schumer is George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus, whatever the heck you want to call him.
Spanakopita.
He's on ABC. ABC's been sued quite a few times for lying about Donald Trump. They're owned by Disney, Sinclair. They just had this Jimmy Kimmel scandal where he's lying to his audience. But the host of ABC's This Week, Stephanopoulos continues to carry water for the Democratic Party. Here he is with Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, saying that here are the facts. Illegal aliens will not receive health care from the government. Basically repeating talking points from Hakeem Jeffries and all these losers on the left.
Here are the facts. The proposal does not provide health care for illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants cannot buy health care under the Affordable Care Act. They cannot receive health care subsidies. Illegal immigrants are ineligible for Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Program. The Democratic bill does not make them eligible.
It does, actually, because what it does is it unwinds the changes that Republicans put into the big, beautiful bill, the big signature legislation that we passed and signed into law on July 4th. That has been very successful in shoring up Medicaid for the people who are actually eligible to receive it. What we did in the bill, and the CBO just verified this 3 weeks ago, the Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan arbiters of...
Which, by the way, they're supposed to be nonpartisan, but they always lean left.
Everything up here, they said that those provisions have helped to reduce premiums. Why? Because we got ineligible recipients off of Medicaid, illegal aliens, and able-bodied young men who were riding the wagon who are not eligible to be there. Medicaid is intended for specific populations of U.S. citizens. That is young, pregnant women who are down on their luck, the disabled and the elderly. Those resources are being drained from those folks, and so we fixed that. We reduced fraud, waste, and abuse in the program. Chuck Schumer's counterproposal on the CR would reverse that. That is a simple fact.
The CBO did not say that about illegal immigrants. You've made your point right there.
Oh, he's so mad.
He's so mad he doesn't want him to finish. So George Stephanopoulos keeps saying that, you know, illegal immigrants are not included in the Medicare bill. Never was. But hold on a second. Ro Khanna, Democrat from California representative, he was just on Fox News this morning, and he admitted the quiet part out loud that, yes, Democrats are included in Medicare. Illegal aliens are included in the Medicare.
The health care... The reality is they're just not being honest. The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion.
He didn't say zero.
Of the Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act, if at all. And so we can argue that point, but the reality that even the vice president would acknowledge, that anyone who looks at the numbers will acknowledge, is 90 to 95% of the funding we're talking about is talking about funding for American citizens.
So up to 95% or up to 5% of the funding goes to illegals. That's according to Ro Khanna, Democrat congressman. Sheldon Whitehouse, Senator White Club, you know, blacks aren't allowed at his club that he belongs to in Rhode Island. He tweeted out, "Healthcare for illegal aliens is the new immigrants are eating cats and dogs in Springfield." By the way, both true.
Oh, yeah, they were eating the dogs.
They were eating the dogs.
Yeah, they were eating pets.
He said, "The Republican playbook is simple. Make up a baseless lie, repeat it every chance you get, hope and pray that that everyone blames Democrats."
Did he spit all over his computer when he tweeted that?
Yeah, probably. What a slob.
Sheldon Whitehouse.
So he tweeted that. And J.D. Vance rightfully corrected him by providing a screenshot of New York's health website. Just a screenshot straight from the .gov website of New York. And here was the link that he shared. The title was New Health Insurance Options for Undocumented Immigrants Over 65.
Oh my God.
Starting January 1st, 2024, there is a new option for health insurance available for undocumented immigrants over age 65. And there's a link to click so you can apply. Yes, this is happening. Maxine Waters had a really hard time answering that question yesterday on the Hill when a reporter from Lindell TV asked her about it.
Are Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens?
Democrats are demanding health care for everybody.
Everybody. So does that include illegal aliens?
Yes.
Everybody. And they're owning all the polling shows. They're owning this shutdown. It's going to hurt them politically. Another congressman, the weirdo with the painted on
Temple
eyebrows.
Of Doom, Indiana Jones, and the Temple of Doom guy.
Yeah, he's got a wig. He's like he's I don't know how much Botox he has in this guy's.
Well, you know he's like damn near 80.
Is he?
He's old.
Well,
it's Shiri Thanadar.
Yeah,
the one who tried to impeach. I can't pronounce the last name. I'm probably butchering the last name.
Thanadar.
Thanidar.
He's just famous for Botox.
Shiri Thanadar.
Here's what he had to say. He was walking through Reagan Airport yesterday in Washington D.C.
Returning back to Detroit this morning after the Republicans failed to show up in the U.S. House, we got to make sure Americans have the health care that they need. And if that means we got to shut this government down, so be it.
We got to shut this government down, so be it. So we, who's he talking about?
Democrats. If I was a bystander and he was doing that, because he's doing a selfie video, I would have thought that guy needed a mental health crisis.
he really does look like a welfare check.
Oh, my God.
So all right,
it's fine.
This whole thing is screaming out of control. First, obviously, you got this debate over, you know, the funding and the continuing resolution. But it took a whole left turn two nights ago when Donald Trump invited Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer to the Oval Office to discuss. The meeting did not go well. He actually offered him Trump 2028 hats,
yes,
at the end of it.
He tweeted out a photo. Funny, yeah.
Hilarious. We do a little trolling. Well, anyway, Hakeem Jeffries went on TV. He was talking about, you know, how there's no, you know, the president's not serious. The deal's not going to get done. So he was on MSNBC talking about it. So here is... well, I pulled up the video I'm getting to. We'll skip the whole part. But Jeffries and Schumer were outside the White House talking how this deal's not going to get done. Donald Trump takes an edited video of AI he found on Twitter, and he reposted it on his Truth. And it's of Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. And here's what Chuck Schumer had to say. And granted, this is AI. Everyone with half of a brain cell would know that this is AI. And the left is very offended by this.
Look, guys, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit. Not even black people want to vote for us anymore. Even Latinos hate us. So we need new voters. And if we give all these illegal aliens free health care, we might be able to get them on our side so they can vote for us. They can't even speak English, so they won't realize we're just a bunch of woke pieces of shit, you know? At least for a while, until they learn English and they realize they hate us too.
No lies. Did you see any lies?
None.
Well, in this video, as I said, Hakeem Jeffries is wearing a sombrero and a mustache, and he is very mad about this. He is very, very mad. Here's what he did on MSNBC that night that Trump posted this video.
Could you give us your reaction to that Trump posted video tonight?
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
So he's big mad about this. Big mad. So when Donald Trump sees someone as big mad, what's he going to do? He's going to take it even further. And he reposted this video of the same clip, but adding Donald Trump. There's four Donald Trumps as a mariachi band behind Hakeem Jeffries.
It's a disgusting video, and we're going to continue to make clear bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
Democrats have no sense of humor.
They don't. And they fall for it all the time.
Yep.
All the time.
So the entire Democrat caucus is all super upset. Here's Teresa Fernandez. She's a congresswoman. She was outside the Congress yesterday. She's really upset, too.
That's right. And then what does that shameful man do? After a meeting where you're supposed to be working out details, where you're supposed to be negotiating a deal, you post something that draws a sombrero and a mustache on the leader with whom you're supposed to be.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, we don't care, lady. I'm just here to tell you, we don't care.
We don't care. Sombrero. So what did Trump do? He reposted a picture of her wearing a sombrero and a mustache. And it's just a fight that we absolutely love.
And then Madeline Dean actually confronted Speaker Johnson to like denounce the videos.
And Chuck Schumer just really wants to make sure that, you know, the video that you saw, it was AI. He didn't say that Democrats are pieces of shit.
Yesterday, the president posted an offensive deepfake AI video of Leader Jeffries and me with sombreros, fake music, impersonating my voice through AI. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Talking even more lies about health care and immigration. Listen to this, America. Hours away from a shutdown, which we don't want.
Yeah,
the American people don't want. The president is busy trolling away on the internet like a 10-year-old. And that's exactly why Americans are going to blame him if the government shuts down.
That's
not true. No. Democrats are taking the blame for this. As the New York Times polling would show, it's the Democrats who are doing this. It's just so fun to keep sharing these videos because Democrats are seething. They're seething. Here's a bitter old white lady, Nicole Wallace on NBC, MSNBC. She's upset too.
Asked him what he thought of the tweet last night.
Asked Mike Johnson about the tweet last night.
Mm-hmm. After the meeting in the Oval Office with our leadership and Senate leadership, what he thought of the tweet that the president put forward with our leader in a sombrero, nodding with a mustache, and Schumer saying things, of course, that he never said. The speaker said that was not his style. I said, did you call it out? You should call it out for the racist, bigoted thing that it was. And he questioned whether or not it was racist.
Well, I guess Mike Johnson has a sense of humor too. Someone who does is Vice President J.D. Vance. He actually, rare instance today, was at the White House press briefing room. He was the special guest that Caroline Leavitt brought out, and he was asked about all these memes, and his answer was simple.
Tom, you can negotiate in good faith while also poking a little bit of fun at some of the absurdities of the Democrats' positions, and even, you know, poking some fun at the absurdity of the Democrats themselves. I mean, I'll tell Hakeem Jeffries right now, I make this solemn promise to you that if you help us reopen the government, the sombrero memes will stop. And I've talked to the President of the United States about that. Now, to your...
But until then, the sombrero memes will continue, and better. Hey, do you think that Hakeem Jeffries in a sombrero and mustache might be this year's most popular Halloween costume?
Oh, yeah. You gonna go as one?
I thought about it, but I didn't think it would be offensive enough.
No.
I need something a little bit more offensive. You know who I think I am gonna go as? Yeah. Assuming that I got some kind of party to go to.
Yeah.
The Arlington Democrat, racist Democrat. Of course, it's a joke, but the one who held the sign, "Hey Winsome, if trans people can't use our restrooms, then you can't use our water fountains." It's gonna be real easy. Gonna get a white wig, black glasses, print out the sign exactly how she wore it, and just write Arlington Dems across the chest.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Winsome Sears today, there's a poll out. She's only down 3 points.
That's it.
She's only down 3 points in Virginia. So Ken Cuccinelli was down 7 points the day before the election.
Yeah.
Was that 8 years ago? And he lost by 2. So I think Winsome has a chance of pulling this out. We'll see.
Yeah.
The news out of Northern Virginia is just crazy with this Richard Cox dude. This morning, it was reported that some janitor in Fairfax was sexually abusing 2 students.
Oh!
Fairfax was also facilitating secret abortions with students.
Dude, Nova school districts are like just a den of like rape, abortion, and like trans fucking weird ass shit.
It's out of control. Area in the country right here. Unfortunately,
letting men in the women's locker rooms.
Yeah, and it's totally normal. I was like, creeping out on them. Cox is in jail. That's what all the politicians I asked. You're allowed to use the women's locker room up until you're convicted of a sex crime. But it's crazy. So we got the government shut down to follow. I'm hearing rumors that there's going to be some more cuts by Russ Vogt. The firings will continue until Democrats reopen the government. We'll see. The pressure is on because these are Democrat people getting fired, and these are their constituents, and let's hope some Democrats actually come on board. But if they don't, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
And now a brief message from Storm Paglia about our great sponsor, Freedom Chat.
I'd like to take a moment to tell you something I'm really excited about, and it's more important today than ever before. It's called Freedom Chat, a next-generation messaging app designed for people who still believe privacy and free speech matters. The team just launched their alpha version. It's available today on both Android and iPhone, and I'd like you to download it right now. Unlike the so-called free apps that spy on you and sell your data, Freedom Chat was built with your privacy first. Your messages are end-to-end encrypted. They're not stored on servers, and even screenshots are blocked. No tracking, no mining, no listening in, just private communication the way it should be. And here's something I especially like. Freedom Chat has no ties to big tech. It's built by people that I trust, and you should too. I believe in it so much that I've created my own private channel inside Freedom Chat, at Triggered, which you can subscribe to. There, I'll share exclusive posts and content you won't find anywhere else. And the best part? No one can see what channels you follow or which posts you react to. It's your own secure, curated feed. So if you're ready for a messenger that actually reflects your values and keeps your conversations private, head over to freedomchat.com and download it today. That's freedomchat.com, where freedom still means something.
Wait, what'd you think of Pete Hegseth calling in all of the generals from across the world 2 days ago? Yeah. Just to fat shame them in public.
Well, you know, it's a new military.
It's pretty awesome. Here was Pete Hegseth 2 days ago, fat shaming everyone in the military.
The physical fitness and appearance. If the Secretary of War can do regular hard PT, so can every member of our joint force. Frankly, it's tiring to look out at combat formations or really any formation and see fat troops. Likewise, it's completely unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon and leading commands around the country and the world. It's a bad look. It is bad, and it's not who we are.
So no more fat people in the military. We're okay with that. One other thing that he said was no more identity politics, DEI offices, dudes in dresses, no more climate change worship. We're gonna ending that shit.
Identity months, DEI offices, dudes in dresses. No more climate change worship. No more division, distraction, or gender delusions. No more debris. As I've said before, and will say again, we are done with that.
Yes!
So what was John Harwood's big takeaway from all of this? He tweeted, Pete Hegseth has made clear that if he had his way, the U.S. military would have no blacks in leadership position and no women at all.
Yeah, well, John Harwood's retarded.
So John Harwood heard the words, no more fat people, and he immediately said, he must be targeting blacks.
I know.
He must be targeting women. How racist is John Harwood? Not exposing?
Misogynist pig.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. So, anyway, any predictions when this government shutdown's going to end?
I hope it never ends. I hope it remains shut down, and then Trump just rules by executive decree until he dies.
Until he dies.
Yeah, yeah. That's my hope.
All right,
my hope.
I'm there with you.
I hereby abolish the Democratic Party, and he brings in the troops, puts tanks on the Capitol grounds, and. Yeah.
And you're fired.
Yeah.
King for life.
Yep.
Well, maybe.
Not king. Yeah. Not king. High chancellor.
High chancellor. Okay. Sounds much more professional, right? Much more dignified. Well, yeah. We're going to do this in 1 week from now.
Yes.
We'll probably have a lot to reflect on, a lot more jobs to discuss, which were cut.
Yay.
And nobody's going to notice other than our taxpayers are saving themselves.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey,
yeah,
good episode today.
Good day.
This has been episode 578. Thank you so much for joining. If you enjoyed Triggered and want it uncensored, become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. By the way, we're running a very special promo right now. It's called the Schumer Shutdown. 74% off all memberships. This is a very limited time offer. 74% off memberships. Use promo code POTUS47. So thanks to you, all of you who have already become a VIP member. It means the world to us. And to those who aren't, we love you anyway. Don't forget, please, 5-star ratings and reviews go a long way to helping us beat the big tech algorithm. Vespo, we'll see you next week.
Yep, see you then.